The 70-year-old former movie star remained defiant after the sentence was handed down by the Sandigan Bayan, or anti-graft court, on Wednesday. Estrada said he had thought justice would prevail, but instead he received what he called a political decision from a kangaroo court.
This is the only forum that I can ventilate myself and show the people my innocence. In spite of that, I think that decision is already dictated by those people on top. It is a political decision.
Estrada was charged with plunder for allegedly amassing millions of dollars in bribes and funds from illegal gambling while in office. He was convicted of that charge, but acquitted of a separate charge that he falsely declared his assets. Special Prosecutor Dennis Villa Ignacio called the verdict a victory for the judicial system and the country.
We are happy that we were able to show that the system works. Today we were able to show that you can charge, you can prosecute, and you can even convict an accused, no matter what his rank is or how popular he is in the country.
Outside the courthouse, several hundred Estrada supporters waved banners and gave anti-government speeches, but the gathering was peaceful. Thousands of police and other security forces were on duty in Manila to guard against unrest. Estrada, a former actor, was elected in 1998 by a huge margin. He was popular among the country's poor masses, who knew him for movie roles in which he played the hero of the underdog, and he still retains a measure of popularity despite the charges against him. During his time in power, Estrada was known for late-night drinking and card games in the presidential palace, behavior that undercut his popularity. He was toppled by a popular revolt in 2001 with the backing of the military. Estrada has always denied the charges against him and has accused President Gloria Arroyo, who was his vice president, of engineering his ouster in a conspiracy with the military and the powerful Roman Catholic Church. Estrada will appeal his verdict to the anti-graft court, and the case is also due for automatic review by the Supreme Court. Before the verdict, he said he would not accept a pardon from Mrs. Arroyo. Estrada will not go to prison immediately. The court allowed him to return to his villa outside Manila, where he has been under house arrest. Douglas Paxson for VOA News, Manila.